guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Just remember, if you wait one day, they might be with someone else. You gotta move. You can't procrastinate. Can't procrastinate.
He said procrastinate, y'all.
You know, I just thought...
And he stumbled over it.
Yeah, he did. I thought of him the other day because...
Procrastinate!
At my cubicle warrior job in Century City, I was going to the park yard and someone had an Alfa Romero.
He is the Alfa and the Romero.
The Alfa and the Romero.
Y'all, this is Lilo.
Alfa and the Romero. Romeo.
I'm not in love.
I'm not in love. Don't get me wrong. Da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da.
Just be kind. I never knew a man. Oh, la, oh, my mommy master put me on the wall. Y'all, this is season 3, episode 56.
This is Lilu.
Lilu.
Life
Stan
after lockup.
Is a piece of shit.
Wow.
He's a shit person. Did and we... Lisa should take all that he's got.
Again, we're now real. This is a real flip because
who's the con?
Who's the con?
Who's
Let's
the
play
con?
Who's the con? He completely conned her.
Yeah.
Yes, he's the one who has the money, but he's. He talks about love, and it's not. We're definitely talk about that, but
yeah,
he's gross.
Shall we? Do we have?
Let's. I don't know. We have a live show tomorrow.
Well, we've got to jump in. We got shit to do. All right, let's talk about.
I think. Yeah, I just want to say, I don't. I just said to you, how far away are we from the finale?
Yeah, because it feels like it's gotta be
a lot of times these filler episodes are leading up to something. Because this is totally a filler episode. The big bombshells in this episode were we found out Demon's Gotter has cancer, which is really sad.
Oh,
so send prayers to Demon's Gotter, y'all.
A lot of we'll talk about, but just with everything I've been going through, I went, oh fuck.
Yeah, it's too close to home.
I'm relating to Christiana. We have something in common. I
thought
the only thing we had in common is I had to look at her the same way when I used to have to look at you when you didn't know how to draw on your eyebrows. Well, that's how Poodle looked.
Perpetually angry.
I've taught him well for his makeup.
So this episode, I'm not in love. That's obviously a Lacey Chang quote.
Yeah.
But not a lot happened this episode. We'll just kind of go through this.
Yeah.
Definitely, Lilu is, like all other Matt Sharp productions, there are definitely episodes where we're just, especially when we're checking in with everybody,
mm-hmm.
I call them poo-poo platter episodes,
yeah.
Where we have just a little bit of one and it's still not enough.
But I think it's got to be the finale because y'all clearly...
It's got to be soon.
We're leading up, the Nicole Tia wedding is the finale.
Yes, definitely.
It's
got
to be, or at least the
when
penultimate.
When Deontay episode. Might show up. So I think we might have two... tops more episodes of this season of Lilu. Because, you know, Matt Sharp doesn't announce anything before it's the week before.
And again, famous last words, and then we're on season episode 22 of Happily Ever After.
God, I actually developed tree rings from that season.
I still have drama from it.
That was 22 episodes.
Yeah.
What, that's season 5 of Happily Ever After?
I think so, yeah.
God.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And the worst people in the world.
Terrible people. Let's talk about Sean.
Sean and Sarah. Now, not...
She's not terrible.
This is not that much to say here. Sean, she is leaving. She's like, I'm leaving. I had a blah, blah, blah. And he's like, he's trying to explain himself for not telling her about the kids and Destiny. Mm-hmm. And she's like, and he's like, I had a bad experience with Destiny. It kind of like fucked up everything for me. I'm like, that's your excuse?
That, yeah, he's like,
that Destiny wounded you?
I just didn't want, I didn't know what you were going to say, and I was scared. And Sarah's like, so I thought, but remember, she said, I thought I was the only one this whole one. And he said, you are the only one now.
Y'all, please, if you have someone in your life, whether it's your partner or like a child, one of your kids, or even a parent who makes excuses like this, don't let them fucking get away with it. This is, these are garbage excuses.
No, because he even says, stay. If I can, don't call your mom. If I can prove it to you, then you can leave.
Ugh.
Let's not throw away what we have. And y'all, she comes back. And you know what I wrote in all caps? I was
just devastated.
I wrote, and I think this is now a fact. Y'all, Sean can dick you down.
I guess so.
That's it. He's got an amazing penis, and he's fucking incredible.
God had to give him something. Y'all, with that mouth hole.
He makes women squirt like Niagara Falls. You're just like, woo! That's it. That can be the only reason. Give me another reason
there
why
isn't
she would go
one.
Inside.
No, you're right. You're right. I think he Y'all, must be an incredible leg.
If Sean were gay, he would dick down Poodle, and Poodle...
And I'd go back again and again.
Again, and so would I. It, granted, Whew. He couldn't come over until it was night outside, so no one could see.
And I'd have to put it back over his head, let's be honest.
But we've all been there.
Yeah.
You know that one guy where you're like, I don't need to be fucking him, but I'm gonna. And not because he's that attractive... But God, he knows what to do.
I got rid of a lot of those.
But maybe. I mean, we've all had them.
Yeah, yeah. I think you had them a lot longer than I did.
No, I fucked a lot of good-looking guys. They wouldn't tell me their name, but they were really hot.
Wow. Must have made you feel good.
Yeah. What's your name? Darnell. Okay, sure. Whatever.
Just wouldn't even tell you.
Wouldn't even tell me.
So the next day he gets
one
her to
guy
go back
told
in.
Me his name was Kanye, and it was when Kanye West
shut
blew
up
and I was
up.
Like, I know it's not. And then I saw his driver's license and his name was Mark. Whatever you want, that's fine. I'm not here.
I hope we have a little more self-respect now.
As Natalie says, I'm not a don't want small conversations.
I'm not accountant.
Not accountant.
So, y'all, the next day, after another dick down, he's making breakfast for her, which is like bagels, sausage, and eggs. And he gives her this huge plate of like 5 sausages, a whole bagel,
like
and like
whole
3
bagels.
Eggs.
Yeah, this is like, she's going to have a massive crap. Like
I was just like thinking, how is she supposed to eat all this?
How?
And so I got to say one thing. I took a picture of it, and I'll post it on Instagram. I said, it must have been concerning for Sean to wake up and Sarah had actually turned into a mannequin. The makeup?
Oh yeah.
Like even she had mannequin eyebrows.
It's a lot.
And
she looks much prettier with some light makeup.
The makeup was so thick, it looked like an actual department store mannequin.
You know what it is?
Here, I'll show it to you.
It's it's like she doing her makeup the way you learn in high school when you're going out, like a high school girl.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's...
This is the picture.
It's...
Like the eyelash, the eye makeup was too much. The eyebrows were drawn on.
It's
the
not
extreme
great.
Rouge.
And also, y'all,
and blush.
It's just that frosty eyeshadow.
Very frosty. It
I
makes you look like a mannequin.
I don't care. For
it. Why do y'all? If you're wearing frosty eyeshadow, it may be trendy where you are. your town needs to catch up.
You do it when you're younger. You do it when you're younger. And then a lot of times women do it when they're older because they almost like want to harken back and feel young again. Yeah. So you'll see women that are in like their 60s and 70s wearing that frosty eyeshadow, especially at the top of like their eyebrow lid.
Yeah.
But y'all, nobody, shimmer is fine. Frost is horrible.
The queen has spoken.
So makeup aside, Sarah.
I'm shocked to hear you say that.
Yeah, I know. Now that I've gotten that, now that you've riled me up, what do you want me to do? Start talking about your opinions of Annie Live? Because I know you're...
You know, I don't have a ton of opinions.
I know. We're going to hear it.
Megan Hilty just replaced poor Jane Krakowski.
Oh, did she?
She got COVID.
COVID, yeah. Mm. The COVA.
She got the COVA, as my father
thoughts
says.
Thoughts and prayers out in love for Jane Krakowski. So...
Unmatched talent.
Who was Megan Hilty playing?
Grace.
Oh, okay. So... It's just watching Sarah talk to Sean.
Or maybe she's Lily.
Oh,
I think she's Lily St. Regis.
Focus!
Sorry.
Where...
Jesus. You're the one who brought it up.
Sarah's just trying to say, like, look, I'm really working on my sobriety. Like, I'm trying not to go back to jail. Right. I just
trying
need
not to use again.
I don't want to use again. I just don't want to be worried about somebody lying. Sean's like...
I'm not lying.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not lying. You want to move in together?
Yeah, he's bringing her back from one addiction to another.
He's a fucking...
Yeah.
He's not...
And she...
He's stupid. He's not gross. I don't...
Yes, he is.
He's gross, but I mean, he's not...
He's not... His intention is not to destroy her.
He's an amoeba.
Yeah.
He's just sucking.
But she says, is there anything else I need to know? And I can imagine him going... What else have I lied about?
What else have I lied about? I got that. Well, I got that other wife. She doesn't need to know about that. One time.
What else have I told her?
I one time did butt stuff in 98. She didn't know about that.
But she asks, what's the relationship with your kids?
Something bad with that watermelon. Don't need to tell her about that. Sorry.
What's the relationship with your kids' mom like? And he thinks about it for a minute, says, we've been split up for 9 years. There's nothing there anymore.
And it wasn't when the Destiny season.
That's true.
They acted like they still had feelings. But anyway, go ahead.
That's it. That's when he says, I want you to move in with me.
She doesn't really want me to be with a criminal.
Yeah.
So anyway, y'all.
Let's call her a formerly incarcerated person.
Well, he said the word criminal.
He did. You're
right.
That's
why I use it. Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Ching. I think we need to go to the counselor.
Okay, y'all. It's Lacey and Chain. So they're on the way to this counselor. And Shane's like, I passed the polygraph test. I passed this stuff. She's like, no,
she's
you
like,
didn't.
You did not pass it. He said you were done with talking to guys and doing gay shit.
We have already made our opinions. I think she's gaslighting him.
This is all sound and fury. She set up his fucking OnlyFans account.
She wants an excuse to not be with him.
Totally.
And doesn't want to look. She wants to be the victim.
Yeah.
And not the BAP. Instead of her just saying, I'm not into you. I miss John's dick.
It's either that or she's trying to create some distance between them so they can have some reunion by the end.
Maybe. I mean, that was my initial thoughts. Now, as they go, so they go to the session with Emily.
I want to point out
poor
something.
Emily. She's this way too young to deal with this
couple. Looks like a church where Maybe. They are. Because Maybe. I wrote, and when it came back to them, it showed the outside. It said services Sunday.
Maybe.
Is this some type of church marriage and family therapist? All I know is Emily is the saddest therapist ever.
She looks very, yeah. But she doesn't do, this is hard. Honestly, this is hard to do because a lot of people go to couples therapy when they're like this, where it's like way too explosive. So
I totally get it. But I feel like there is a certain degree of apathy from her.
Yes, it almost seemed too kind of removed. I don't know. Also, too, maybe it's just the editing. I felt like she was...
She was also judgy of them.
It seemed like she was judgy of Shane and not of...
And y'all, and, you,
not of Lacey?
You don't do that. You let every person, then at the end, you kind of, you try to avoid siding with one person, unless one person is actually being violent with another.
I think was talking about that, but Shane's not being violent, but
and he has a history of that,
but he does, and she has a due diligence to figure
but
that out.
It sounded like what she was doing. It felt like she was listening to Lacey and believing everything Lacey was saying, and not believing anything Shane was saying.
Yeah, because I would want to, if I was a therapist, I would ask like, so what is OnlyFans? What is that relationship? How did like get some history? Because that's what he's saying is the context. But Lacey is saying, because she goes in there and she's like, our sex life's 100% dry. But we say, she said he was asleep and I took his phone.
And I know he's cheating on me. He's cheating.
And I saw some disturbing things. So, she didn't say what.
And guess what, y'all? That we just left that fish just sitting there on the line.
She said, I feel like he's only talking to guys and not girls. Yeah. You know why he's talking to only guys on OnlyFans?
Because they're giving him money.
Because gay guys will fucking pay $20 to see his dick. And women are going to be like, eh.
I can get another one without having to pay for it.
That's why he's fucking talking to guys.
I would dare say that.
If Shane is gay, I will, what? What will I do, Poodle?
You will profess your undying love for Brooke Shields.
Sexually. Uh-oh, sexually. Wow. Wow.
And proposition her.
She does have kind of masculine eyebrows. Maybe I will. Okay,
that'll
sure.
Never happen.
That's what I'll profess. So, because I don't think he's gay, do you?
No. But I will say, I guarantee you the amount of hits that Shane gets for who is paying him to see dick pics and to see him fuck Lacey, I bet you it's 75% gay men.
Oh, probably not higher. You can be just gay or straight. Come at us if you're a man on OnlyFans. Give us a free subscription.
Let us know
like what the percentage is
of men versus
because
women.
Gay guys, we're fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
we just want to see it.
Yeah, we do. We want to see it.
Yeah, no mystery.
I want to see it.
I won't. So. But y'all, again, this is, and that's where Lacey completely is just like, she says, Shane's trying to promote himself.
He keeps saying it's OnlyFans, it's OnlyFans.
Yes.
And therapist doesn't even follow up.
She doesn't. And then he's like, she's like, she's just being dumb. And the therapist says, well, let's not do name calling. And I'm like, okay, I get it that you don't want to use toxic language, but maybe say, so offer an alternative to express himself.
She just
say like calling someone dumb is just calling them dumb, and because he goes like, "Suck, she is smart, but she's being dumb about this." And
right. I said,
"You could ask what's another way of saying that that doesn't put a label on someone."
Then y'all, Shane,
what's she not understanding?
Right, Shane basically says,
she's investigated it all. Sorry,
she says, oh, "I know, I understand why you're pissed off about this." Lacey says, we never really had a
good foundation. It's all based on lies and cheating.
However, therapist doesn't follow up with this. Talks to Shane. She said, Shane basically says, I feel like, she says, Lacey says,
Shane feels like he has no bond with the baby.
Now, this is where I felt for Lacey, and I think probably there's some truth in this, because Shane's been obviously depressed.
Shane is fucking depressed. Yeah. Now, the fact that the therapist did not say, so Shane, I think you might be depressed. Lacey, how would you feel about the fact that if I told you Shane is depressed, how can we try to address that together? Nothing.
Nothing.
Like this was the closest to someone actually having a problem, that a counselor could help them with. She did not even try.
She did not. She just, at least if she did, we missed it in the end.
Right.
And I hope she did and they just edited it out. I really hope she did.
And then the therapist says, here's one thing I want you to...
Because that's what we should... For people that didn't watch, that is the big thing Lacey goes on with that. She says that he's letting her down as a father. He's not being involved. He doesn't even take care of the baby. And she said... And then... But Shane says... And golly, what a sad... He said, after the baby, I felt that I was lifeless.
Like, I didn't... I had nothing to bring to anybody.
And Lacey's just like...
And the thing, the therapist could say...
I'm not
say,
in love with him anymore. That's what she yelled after
and
that.
And the therapist could say, how does that make you feel, Lacey, hearing that?
Yes.
But... You guys, she let Lacey talk the entire time of how...
At least from the edit we saw.
Yeah.
It was really very one-sided and just...
This is up there with some of the worst therapy we've seen.
It was just not...
Only maybe matched by Tim's therapist.
Oh, golly. Betsy or whatever her name was.
Beth Ann.
Because, again... There now the therapist says you get kind of intense when you're angry. Do you think and so he Shane acknowledges that and Shane actually said
and no the therapist's like no like you're kind of scaring me.
And so the Shane actually says, you know, I'm sorry. I do kind of get intense. I need to work on that more. He apologizes.
Right.
He owns some of his behavior and then the therapist's like, do you think you can get to that place again? And Lacey just says, you've said this so many times, I don't believe you.
I'm not in love with you anymore.
He needs to work for me to fall back in love with him again.
I'm not in love with you anymore.
And then when he says, are you in love with me? Shane says, yeah, I'm in love with you. If I didn't, yeah, I love you, I wouldn't be with you. Yeah, but you're not, you didn't say you're in love with me. Y'all, nothing's good enough for Lacey.
No.
She just wants out of it. She just wants an excuse to fuck John.
Totally.
Because she's a nymphomaniac.
And with that long hair, y'all.
Now, look.
Ooh, I'd fuck John in a second.
He is cute. I do feel
for
her. Did
you see John's dick that they blurred out?
It's true. I'm not.
Holy fuck.
I know we sound like we're totally Team Shane. It's more. It's not. We're Team Understanding. And that I just want to say this because people will be like, y'all came hard for Lacey and did. No, that sucks.
I don't think anyone's defending Lacey.
That sucks that he's not taking care of the baby like she wants.
I agree.
But, y'all, in this relationship, I will say this. Shane is a better communicator than Lacey.
Also,
Lacey's a liar.
It hasn't been revealed at all to Shane that
she's been talking to John.
As some type of emotional support. And if Shane did find out about that she's been talking to John... She'd been talking to John. And she's emotionally cheating.
She is. Can we... This is jumping around a little bit, but I don't want to end on them. Can we talk about... This is like 2 minutes. Can we talk about Puppy and Amber?
Oh, yeah.
Because like nothing happened. And
yeah.
It gets into better stuff. So y'all...
They're coming home drunk from the club.
Amber's drunker than Cooter Brown. And
she's going to do gay stuff.
This reminded me like when she's... Puppy takes her in the house, and she's like, Amber's standing there, and she's like, what is she? She's like, don't move. Don't move around. Just stand there. Just stand there. Don't move. Puppy gets her in bed.
They're not good for one another, but no. I enjoy watching them together.
But what I do too, but what I hope she doesn't fall into, maybe Puppy is wise enough, is Amber's trying to like be all lovey-dovey.
Oh, yeah. Same old.
Amber even says, like, as Puppy leaves, Amber says, I want you to stay. I love you. And Puppy says, yeah, you love me now.
Yeah, and she said, and Amber said, hold me and spend the night like we did in prison. And they start kissing a little bit.
Every time a man says that to me, I'm staying. Well, that's a George Jones song. We never, hold me and spend the night with me
like we did in prison.
Lock me up in your arms and sing me the song of the chain.
That is the first homoerotic George Jones B-side. You were the prettiest thing in cell block 10 I ever did see.
And when I walk in that yard, I just can't wait for you to shank me. Wow, we just did a George Jones. That's a niche joke. You know what? When you come to reality games, we're gonna get all. We're just gonna.
He stopped fucking me today. again, this is niche. If you don't know the oeuvre of George Jones, none of this will make sense to you.
Okay.
That was the B-side of He Stopped Loving Her Today.
She stopped loving him today. So Amber comes home to Eric, her boyfriend, and she just like, he's like, well, I thought you'd be here earlier. And she's like, well, she got drunk and she was trying to act all gay. She tells him.
Not the best thing to tell someone like Eric, who I'm a little scared of.
But at the same time, I was like, yeah, I was worried about that. And Puppy's like, yeah, I'm not having it. So maybe Puppy is finally
trying to set boundaries.
Maybe.
I doubt it. I don't think Puppy and boundaries are ever going to recognize one another.
I agree. We'll see what happens when Puppy gets drunk.
Exactly. Should we move on to Nicole, Tia, and Deontay?
Yes.
The worst version of the Aida trio.
Yeah.
What's that song called? People are screaming. People are fucking screaming.
I don't know that show.
It's a shame.
I just know the one Nearest Letter song.
God, what is the fucking... What's the name of that? It's a fantastic trio. On stage, it's done in a pyramid with little... As it couldn't be even more explicit, there's lasers like a love triangle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's move on. So... Tia's basically admits that she is... Well, who shared the meme of what Tia looks like?
Temple Grandin.
It was Temple Grandin, but also somebody like... It was a man. They said Temple looks so much like him. And I went, oh...
Tia.
And I went, that's true. But yes, there is a resemblance. Now, but Tia is scared of some health stuff. Y'all, the last thing Tia needs is something wrong with her liver.
I know.
Like...
I was thinking, how old is Tia?
Not even now, like maybe 25, maybe.
Is this so? You have to ask, is this congenital or is this from drug use?
You asked that to, yes. So she needs to have, she basically has some
not that
cysts
it matters
like,
really, but.
But the doctor says if
two
you don't
tumors.
Get tumors, the doctor says if liver. You don't get these removed, you'll die in 8 months. So she
Good
looks at
Lord.
Nicole, tells her this and said, maybe we should get married now.
Y'all. This doesn't have any effect on Nicole. She's just, and she, you know what Nicole says? I don't know. I've always been a traditional girl. You know, like diamonds on the walls, a crystal floor. You know, the traditional diamonds on the wall.
That's crystal floor,
fairy tale wedding.
That's what I think of. Yeah, not a simple small town church at all.
Yeah, when you got that traditional diamonds inset in the walls. Where the fuck did that come from?
She could not get married at Stoptown where the carpet looks like brick.
What?
Stoptown, not brick. It's the carpet that looks like little wood squares.
The carpet looks
the
like
Stoptown
that?
Stoptown Baptist Church. It did when I went there. It might be
okay.
I bet you tricked me into talking about this.
I bet it's changed. And we need to move.
I bet it's changed now.
I am not taking the Stoptown Baptist bait.
Oh, I'm just saying.
She would
be disappointed.
This is something that's been bothering me about these two the entire time. It's like the worst vocal fry twins.
Yeah.
Now, I think Tia's comes from an actual disorder. Like when she basically had a tracheotomy or something.
Maybe.
But Nicole has really terrible vocal fry too. Yeah,
she just wants to be a Kardashian.
And when they talk to one another, you guys, it's hard to listen to.
It's like husky and
vocal
fry.
Vocal pathologies.
We've said this, y'all, I don't like Tia. I think Tia is really, no, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say I don't like her because I think she's like in the midst of addiction. So I feel for her.
Yeah, she's still in the middle of it.
She is really controlling and she concerns me. I think this is a total control tactic.
Don't use your illness, y'all, to make someone marry you.
The desperation she had at looking at Nicole was like, y'all, it's never going to be enough.
It is control.
I worry
Deontay's right about that.
He's dead on.
A stop clock is right twice a day.
It's true. I worry about, I hope to God they never have kids together because literally I saw a flash, but of like Tia being jealous of the baby and like, like being just physical with kids, with Nicole. Like, I kind of get sick to my stomach when I see them together.
Well, Tia is using, and some of this could have sound like it's well-meaning, but Tia basically says, I don't know if I'm going to be around, so we need to get married soon. And instead of being emotionally manipulative, or sort of, instead of just being super forthright with it, she's emotionally manipulative.
Yeah.
Saying, and Nicole responds to that, because in a way, that's exactly what she doesn't need, and it's her heir that she lives on.
Yeah.
So we see her later on in the bridal shop, so we can just stay with that. But
it was, Nicole says too, she's like, nobody can make Tia do things she doesn't want to do.
Right. They're so terrible for one another.
Tia is not compromising.
So she's dress shopping with her mom. What'd you think of the dress?
I liked the first one.
I did too.
I didn't like the second one.
No.
That she loved, but I liked the one that with the little straps. It was pretty.
It was pretty, and it kind of fit her.
Kind of fit her, yeah.
There's something about women who have tattoos wearing dresses that are slightly traditional that don't gel for me.
Possibly.
I feel like they should correlate, because I'm kind of fine with women with with women who have more tattoos. I feel like the dress should complement it.
Possibly. I think what doesn't gel for me is when women have a full-blown panic attack while they're trying on a dress, it's not time to get married.
Well, I think she was more upset about other things.
No. I disagree. Nicole is freaking out because Nicole doesn't.
You think it's the dress?
No, not the dress. The symbolism of the dress.
Right.
Nicole can't be tamed.
No.
She does.
She can't be tamed.
Remember when you first heard that song?
Loved it.
Oh God.
I can't be tamed.
You can't. That was boy.
It's gonna take a strong buckaroo. I'll buck him off.
Buck him off. So, y'all, she's completely freaking out, and her mom's like, calm down. She's like, I'm seeing circles.
Stop. Spots.
Spots.
Now, that does happen when you have a panic attack.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of like, it's a little late for me to feel sympathy for you.
No.
For what you've done to both Deontay's life and everybody around you.
Yeah.
You're a bulldozer.
You're a career, and we don't say this, but she's a career criminal.
She's gonna wind up back in jail.
Oh, for sure.
Her, Lindsay, Destiny, they're all headed there.
God, I hope none of them meet.
That would be a nightmare. Just add Harley Quinn and you've got your villains for a movie.
Yeah.
Woo. Harley Quinn and the sisters.
So let's cut a little bit to Deontay. So he's with his mom.
Mom's come over and
she's
cleaning.
Come over, she was shopping for him.
Bringing over food.
And she said, you doing okay? And he's like, well, I found out on social media that Nicole's getting married this week. And that hurt a little bit.
She's like, ugh, this girl still ruining you.
And she said, I know, I love the expression since mom. She's like, I know you want the whole nine, but don't you know this girl is destructive?
She, I will say, she is the best part of their storyline.
The best.
And the thing is,
except for Deontay's dick, but that's in his Instagram.
But you know, like the thing is, yeah, I know the camera's out there, but I think this is her.
Oh,
I think we're seeing
this
how.
Is her.
But so she says, you're going to end up self-destructing. The friend Derek comes over soon, and Derek's like,
what, before, I just want to say, Deontay says, I know there's a reason that Nicole keeps reaching out to me. I just can't put my finger on it. Y'all, it's called Benjamin, maybe an Andrew Jackson.
Maybe a Jackson in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, and a Ben Franklin.
Yes, talk about Eric.
So, Derek.
Derek
comes over and he's like, did you hear this? I can't remember his mom's name, but did you hear this, mom? She came to his job.
Did you hear Deontay like freak?
Yeah.
Like, don't tell mom.
And mom goes, stop the bus. Stop the damn bus. I don't know if you noticed this, but Mama Deontay has a physical move of breaking with her foot. She says stop.
Yes, it's great. She like throws her foot and Derek
she breaks with her foot.
And Derek just immediately like looks up to like to Jesus, and he's just putting his hands up there like, please, Lord, please.
Stop the bus. Stop the damn bus.
Break. Let this simp get some wisdom. That's what Derek is praying for.
And y'all, he knows she's getting married. Yes. And he said, I don't know, should I go to the wedding? Because I'm getting this vibe that I kind of need to, I don't know, rescue her. This is not The Graduate.
No.
That didn't turn out well either.
That movie is very, it's very sad.
Because really, they do. They get off,
Spoiler alert.
They get on the bus.
About to give them the ending of The Graduate.
And they get on the bus, and you have this feeling, they're sitting there, and you have this feeling, they kind of look at each other, and you go, they don't know each other at all.
At all,
yeah. It was about him saving her.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant ending. And then, hello, darkness, my old friend. Time to talk with you again. If you've never seen that film, it is great. You've seen it, right?
I finally just saw it like a year ago.
Wow. You know, Mother Poodle sat me down and we watched that movie. She loves that movie.
We went over to a friend's house and it was a weird way. He said, our friend is very nice. He lives in the Hollywood Hills and he set up an outdoor movie screen. So it was during COVID. It's when my partner graduated from the master's and he said, you're graduated. So let's watch The Graduate. So we did.
It has nothing to do with graduating.
I know. It just thought it wanted to show the movie. I guess because they filmed a lot of it at USC.
And none of you had seen it?
No. Not seen it.
Philistine. But yet you've seen movies like on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Tens and tons of times.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Y'all, if you haven't seen The Graduate, it's definitely worth a watch.
It's a great.
Anne Bancroft, Dustin Hoffman.
It's... Mike Nichols, right?
I think so.
Is it Mike Nichols who wrote that movie?
Sounds right.
Oh, God.
Directed it.
We're wrong. Directed it something? Is he alive? Oh, God.
No, he's dead. Did we
kill him? Okay, good. Not that he's good that he's dead. But, y'all, we get scared now.
So, y'all, Deontay thinks he needs to pull a Graduate.
He does. He's like, maybe Nicole. This is her way of asking by posting about it.
He's not. That's not it at all, honey. That's not it.
And it made me really sad when when she is crying. She's like, we just keep breaking up and getting back together and breaking up and getting back together. But yeah, let's get married.
Yikes. Not good. Not going to go good.
I'm just a swingin'.
They're still swingin'.
Swingin'. My mommy master won't put me in a straitjacket. I'm gonna let this thing ride up and you see my crotch. I'm just a swingin'.
Swingin'.
Hey, mommy. What's going on? What do you mean, Jasmine? Jasmine. I don't know a Jasmine, mommy.
You know,
well, maybe.
You don't remember
familiar.
Her? We just had this conversation.
Maybe we've interacted. I'm not sure.
And y'all, he basically says...
They're still swinging on the side of this fucking climbing thing.
He basically says, I don't know, something happened. I can't remember.
He's like, I don't remember what happened. Usually I'm asking someone to drug me.
And then... Who's got Rehypnol? And then later on, he says, I don't know. I thought we were done. And he's like, so I we had a little fight. All my shit's at your house. I went to the hotel with my friend. You thought we were done. So immediately you start talking to other women. He's like, I don't know.
I don't I feel like I'm being played. And did you see when he got uncomfortable? He just was in that swing and he just tried to wiggle his feet like he was going to get out of it.
So you guys, he stands there and says, nowhere does it say that you need to wait 6 months go on.
No one.
Now the next day is fine.
It's okay to fight a mommy master after the day of your breakup because that person could be a master to someone else. You've got to move. You can't procrastinate. You can get a mommy because I've missed opportunities.
You can't procrastinate.
Yeah, procrastinate. He is a piece of shit.
So he this was obviously Stan is delusional and lives in his own weird code of ethics.
Who would have thought?
Yeah,
out of Stan and Lisa, that Stan was the crazy one.
And now he's, y'all, this is when he brings up, I don't know, I think she's just been unfaithful.
She's keeping tickets for me.
Y'all,
But
he's the biggest in projection here. You know that person who can do all kinds of shit to you, lie, and then immediately they start projecting? It is a special skill
to be this shitty. It is. I mean, again, y'all, he is right. I think she's was talking to Renata, and I wouldn't be surprised if we find out more that Lisa has on the side. Because the fact that Lisa, my favorite quote from Lisa's all season is, you know, I'm really just glad that I've gotten right with God, and I'm going to make sure to get even with
sure,
Stan.
Make sure he fucking pays.
In the same sentence.
Like biblical justice.
Yeah.
An eye for an eye, as it were.
That should be a show on CMT.
Biblical
justice with Lisa Stanwyck. Or whoever.
Who's Lisa Stanwyck?
I don't know. I just made up a name.
That was, you combined Barbara Stanwyck with Lisa Stansfield, I believe.
Been around the world and I can't find my baby.
I don't know and I don't know why.
Lisa Stanwyck.
But my baby.
Just finish it out.
And I'm gonna find you.
I think you know that song better than I do.
Oh, I love it. And I was so sad. But wow. I don't think he's coming back.
Keep going. I love it. Woo. That should be on my gay club glitter mix for sure.
I did too much lying.
Oh, I remember that.
Wasting too much time. Now I'm here and crying. I love that song.
Been around the world and I can't find my baby.
We need to move on.
Okay.
I need to find a remix of that and put it on my Spotify.
And then it was like, I gotta stop.
Around the world.
okay, we're done. We've already ruined too many songs today.
We have George to do Jones, a live show tomorrow. We've got John nothing Anderson. Done. It's true.
So we
hit every genre. Started off with George Jones, and we made a journey
all the way to kind of like '90s dance pop.
Yeah,
kind of soul. So y'all, she basically says we need to take a step back. Leave as a friendship. He kind of agrees, and she says, I'm going to a hotel. I've still got $3,500. And he says, I love you. And she says, but your actions don't say that. And then Stan says, well, there's more than one fish in the pond.
It's sea. Stan, it's sea.
Well, it's like he gets everything wrong.
He said, I'm not going to worry about it.
There's more. It's like all the way to the Alfa Romeo.
Yes. Yeah, by the way, Lisa did say, we kind of skipped over this. She did say earlier when they were hanging up there, well, I just feel like you're still mad at me. You got mad at me because I didn't put you in that straitjacket.
Yeah.
Y'all, you heard it right.
I
didn't put you in that straitjacket, and Stan got upset at her.
This show understands comedy because it's all about understatement. She can sell that line.
She's a star.
And that's where the comedy from this type of docu-series comes from, you guys. It's like, it's not about someone finding a line and loving it.
No.
It's about Darcy starting to cry through Botox going, didn't go good.
Yes.
And it's about little moments of talking about Demons Got Her. Demons Got Her having her catchphrase. When the demons got her, the demons got her.
Demons got her.
It's just little moments like that that makes reality television so unintentionally funny. Because you're just glad you're not them for a moment.
A show on television.
The whole the whole principle of tragedy. Shall we talk about Demons Gotter and John and Christiana?
Oh my God, I forgot about them. I thought we were done.
No.
You're right.
So the big news here, and it's really sad, is Demons Gotter has, she's not been well. She has lung cancer. I'm not saying it's not surprising by the way she speaks that she smoked for a while.
We don't know what type or how
center, but she is on radiation and chemo.
Yeah.
And I don't know, this was probably filmed about 6 months ago, so hopefully she's doing okay.
We are sending all our love out now, to Demons Gotter and Christiana and John.
Now, she's at a facility getting chemo and radiation. Now, the big surprise here, and I don't know if you heard this, and my jaw dropped. Damon's got her 58 years old.
When Christiana said, my mom's 58, and I went, huh?
I know.
What?
Y'all, that's what smoking will do to you.
I thought her mom was like...
I thought her mom was late 60s.
Really?
70s.
I thought she was old, like as old as my dad, and my dad's 70.
I was thinking late 60s.
Wow.
Y'all, stuff smoking.
It's like somebody just showed, or, you know, not that she did this too, but boy, someone just showed a picture of one of our friends from high school, and this woman, she looks 60 years old.
I will say, too, there are certain parts of our country that people just age quicker.
Yeah.
It's all based on your diet, how much physical exercise you get. And as Father Poodle says, y'all, you only get one body.
Oh, God.
And you got to take care of it. Yeah, we don't have a body transplant yet.
How often did you hear that growing up?
Daily.
Wow.
Don't have scars from it for anything. But as I get older, I understand that.
Y'all,
this is...
What Christiana talks about, this is kind of a rite of passage for her, is it? As an adult, as I just realized, are John and Christiana our age?
Christiana's younger than us. John's older than us.
Okay. Well, so...
John's 40-ish. John's 40, mid-40s-ish.
Well, so, but Christiana talks about, you know, she's been sober and she feels good and she's keeping her sobriety, but now it's like she's the one, again, I know what this is like, I bet you y'all that like Christiana probably does the way like I do with my dad. I bet Christiana's mom needs Christiana to help her make decisions about what type of treatment. She just seems like, not that she's not able, but like my dad literally says, I don't understand.
She's
any
not
of
a
that.
Real participant. Yeah.
And it's all
in her own
I
health.
I bet that Christiana is doing a lot of this. And honestly, I went,
probably
God,
John, too.
I'm so grateful that her and John are together, and I just
root
for them as a couple so much.
There was one little... The featurette was with them digging up the koi pond, and she just kind of doesn't get it. They put the fish in there, and she's like, I did it for my wife. And she's like, yeah, I guess it is pretty nice.
She said, this is part of being together or being married or in a couple, y'all. There are things in a relationship where sometimes my partner will... come at us, let us know in the comments, or what stuff do you tell your partner that you really enjoy that you don't really care about, but you just do it because you know it means a lot to them.
Right.
Sometimes they do that, and I just say, thank you, honey, when I don't care.
Well, you can say thank you. I think there's a different thing than you can say, thanks for doing that. I don't think you have to take a full on, you can play medium. You don't have to play like you love it.
No, you don't have to do that. But you still like, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And you go, thank you so much.
There's a way to communicate that you appreciate them, but also you don't give a shit about it.
Yes.
It'd be nice. That I appreciate.
Yes.
Because that's a form of authenticity and honesty that I respect.
Well, and sometimes you can be it. You know, it's not be, but sometimes you just, again, it's just, I love though that she gets John that like, John is that type of person where I bet he's always doing weird shit for her.
It helps her.
Because that's his love language. Anyway.
So they do go to see Demons Gotter, y'all. And y'all, she's got, I think Lisa gave her that wig that was attached by a headband.
I'm kind of not mad at it on her. It doesn't look bad.
It does kind of look like it, but it definitely looks like it's a little whimsy.
Yes. But it kind it's of works with her with the lashes. And, you know,
she is glamming it up.
She knows she's going to be on camera.
I just wrote, bless. And I think it's okay for people who are having chemo and radiation to have a sense of humor about a wig if you want to wear it.
No, and
I'm totally, totally fine for that. It did make me laugh because it was the exact kind
of wig.
It's
the exact same wig.
It was the hair attached to a headband that Lisa wore for like the first two episodes.
Ironically, it's the same haircut of baby girl Lisa, but that was her real hair. Remember, she would always wear a headband and then her hair. I also love that Demon's guide was like, they're going to go take a walk. And she just looks at John and says, go ahead. I know you want to. And here comes John.
Go ahead. I know you want to.
Here comes John driving in the electric wheelchair going, wee.
God, I love a jazzy.
Like, they are so good for
I agree.
For each other and good for her.
And so anyway, I like, there was a moment near the end where she's like, so should I show you my bald head? And Christiana, this actually made me tear up. She's like, look at this. Look at you, diva. Bald is beautiful.
She's like, yeah, you're bald. Look, you got your lashes.
That was so sweet.
I love this family. I'm 100. Who knew that two people getting married on the back of a fucking truck would make me still want to root for them so much?
There's a lot of heart in them. And besides Brittany and Marcelino, they're like the other heart.
They are. And it really, I can't imagine having another sibling who wouldn't check in on my parent when they're battling cancer.
Y'all, Tara's MIA.
And Christiana is like
probably dealing with addiction.
Probably, which this probably is making Tara's addiction worse.
Yeah.
Because she's faced with her mom's mortality and faced with her own mortality.
Yep.
It's just, and Christiana, I also can't imagine of going through my father's cancer without my brother.
Right.
So the fact that Christiana, I thank God she at least has John, but boy, y'all, hearts go out to Demon's Guider and to that family. We love them. All right, Poodles on Grindr.
That's the show.
I'm like trying to talk about thoughts and prayers, and he's looking at dicks.
Dicks.
God, dicks. Coco. Coco, I'm looking at him drinking my shit.
Coco, you're in heaven.
Coco, you're looking dead on me, looking at dicks. Anyway, y'all, that's the show. We're finally fucking done today.
Oh, my God.
Now we've got to pack up. Speaking of wigs, we've got to pack up shit for our live show tomorrow. So
we really should have planned this weekend better.
We really should have.
We maybe should have earlier in the week found a way to do something. Yeah.
I tried to tell you.
Don't you dare. Actually, we couldn't because both these shows dropped on Friday. Yeah. So we just got fucked.
Matt Sharp, can someone just give us shows a week in advance? God.
Who do we need
to fuck?
PR person?
I would go down on a woman at Sharp Entertainment to get shows a week early.
What a punishment for you.
Not a punishment, I'd have to do...
Some men really like to go down on women.
Good for them. But I'd have to be...
not those men.
I'd be like singing Tiny Tim to make the time go... Tiptoe through the moonlets.
We need to move on. We've got to get... please.
We've got a live show to do, so... We've got to get to going.
If you're in LA, hopefully you have tickets to the live show. Otherwise, it's sold out.
This aired after the
live
show. Never mind. But we
all know I have problems with time and
space. We've got shit to do. So until then, we will
Lilluja later. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time. I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.